The IRS is taking far too long to resolve a significant issue for taxpayers who must wait nearly 2 years for the agency to address identity theft cases.
A new report from the National Taxpayer Advocate, an independent watchdog within the IRS, highlights this concern. In April 2024, the IRS took over 22 months to resolve identity theft victims' assistance cases, an increase from 19 months earlier this year. As of April, the IRS had about 500,000 unresolved identity theft cases, according to the NTA. Liam White reporting.
Former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez has been sentenced to 45 years in a U.S. prison for collaborating with drug traffickers to ensure the delivery of over 400 tons of cocaine to the United States.
Judge P. Kevin Castell, who sentenced Hernandez and imposed an $8 million fine, stated that the penalty should serve as a warning to well-educated, well-dressed individuals who believe their status can protect them from justice. Kyle Norris reporting.
The Japanese yen fell below 160 against the U.S. dollar, marking its lowest level in over 37 years, as Tokyo considered appropriate intervention measures.
This record fall follows warnings from Japanese and South Korean forecasters about the depreciation of their currencies. Last week, the United States placed Japan on its watch list of currency manipulators. The yen fell to 160.39 during London trading hours at one period, its lowest point since 1986. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Five individuals have been indicted for their alleged involvement in a $120,000 bribery attempt of a juror during the recent Feeding Our Future fraud trial.
During the trial, a juror reported that a woman dropped a bag of cash at her home and offered more money for a vote to acquit seven people accused of stealing over $40 million from a pandemic-era children's food program. U.S. Attorney Andrew Luger called the bribery attempt a chilling attack on our justice system and said it was fortunate that Juror 52 could not be bought. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Electric vehicle prices are dropping as dealership lots fill with more models amid cooling consumer demand.
This has resulted in EV prices, in some cases, approaching those of gas-powered cars, especially when federal tax credits are factored in. According to Kelley Blue Book, the average price of a new EV in May was $56,648, down about 15% from 2 years ago, when the average was $65,000. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A pro-Palestinian protester captured on video leading what city officials called an anti-Semitic chant on a New York City subway surrendered to police, authorities said.
Identified as Anna Saleh of Staten Island, the protester turned himself in Wednesday at the Transit District 2 precinct in Lower Manhattan. He was expected to be released after receiving a desk appearance ticket, according to the NYPD. Police had been searching for Saleh since the June 10th incident, Jim Kender reporting.
A suspect in an Ohio killing, mistakenly released from jail due to a clerical error, was captured on Wednesday, authorities said.
U.S. Marshals arrested Amarion Sanders, 22, of Cleveland, during a morning traffic stop. Sanders was mistakenly released Monday from the Cuyahoga County Corrections Center, where he was held on $1 million bail. The release occurred after charges were dismissed against another man in an unrelated case. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The investigation into the ketamine supplied to actor Matthew Perry before his death in October is nearing completion, with the U.S. Attorney's Office soon to decide if charges will be filed.
The investigation involving the LAPD, DEA, USPS, and the U.S. Attorney's Office has been ongoing since Perry's death. The USPS's involvement suggests that drugs or payments may have been sent by mail. Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.